Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The tight U.S. Senate race in Massachusetts between the incumbent Republican, Senator Scott Brown, and his Democratic challenger, Elizabeth Warren, has become the most expensive election in Massachusetts history. As more dollars are pouring into the battle, the candidates are staking out sharply different positions on a variety of issues.
This Senate seat belongs to no one person, no one political party. This is the people's seat.
The people's seat, and we will bring it back to the people of Massachusetts.
This morning on WBUR, we begin a series of reports on some of the issues in the U.S. Senate race. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch starts by looking at what many voters call the biggest issue, jobs.
Truth be told, the issue of job creation is a non-issue.
The ability of a given elected official to make job growth happen is overstated.
That's Michael Goodman, an economist at UMass Dartmouth. He says there's not a lot politicians can do, at least in the short term, to encourage more hiring.
Elected officials get far too much of the blame and far too much of the credit during good times for economic conditions.
Case in point, just last week, Congress had Fed Chief Ben Bernanke stop by. He wasn't there to hear what senators were doing to create jobs. They wanted to know what he was doing to create jobs.
We are looking for ways to address the weakness in the economy should more action be needed to promote a sustained recovery in the labor market.
Even so, both U.S. Senate candidates from Massachusetts have jobs plans. And in some ways, they're similar. Scott Brown and Elizabeth Warren both say they would reduce regulation of small businesses, both oppose the tax on medical device companies, and both say they want to invest in education and infrastructure. And that long-term investment is important, says economist Michael Goodman.
It's the efforts that are made at the national level to make a more competitive United States in terms of infrastructure, skilled workforce, and technology that have had the biggest bang for the buck and the biggest impact on economic prosperity and job growth in the United States.
Problem is, those efforts pay out long term. They won't make Glenn Lloyd hire more people overnight. He's the CEO of City Fresh Foods in Roxbury.
The product comes in raw, we cook it up and package it up, and we shipping out nice, fresh, hot meals to school-age kids, childcare, elderly.
Lloyd has 85 employees, and he wants to grow his company. He likes what Scott Brown pushed in the Senate, a crowdfunding law that could make it easier for him to raise money from average citizens.
Absolutely. And I hate to say this, you know, it's so easy for capital to flow to Wall Street. We need to figure out how to get capital to flow more easily to Main Street. And these are the folks who are actually employing people.
But Lloyd thinks Elizabeth Warren's budget plan is better for jobs. She would reduce taxes less, which would keep more workers employed in the public sector near term. Plus, much of Lloyd's business comes from federal dollars, including the school lunch program.
We need to keep that mode going, from my perspective.
But another food company CEO warns politicians against focusing on short-term policy in the name of jobs.
You know, politicians don't create jobs. Private industry does.
Ron Shaik is the CEO of Panera. He and 100 other employees work at the food chain's offices in Needham. Nationally, Shaik says the company is hiring as many as 25,000 people this year alone.
Our decisions are not made in reaction to government policy. All these tax breaks, all these tax credits, all these incentives for social policy, that's not how we make our decisions. We make our decisions on whether the company is growing and whether we need people.
And in the end, whether a company needs people depends on a bigger economic picture. Harvard Business School professor Michael Porter told MSNBC last week that our enduring high unemployment rates today were in the works for a long time.
Our job creation stopped way before the deep recession. Our participation in our workforce is at a 30-year low. We're stagnant in terms of wages. We're stagnant in terms of wealth creation.
Porter says Congress needs to fix long-term problems to keep American companies competitive, reduce regulation, simplify the tax code. Above all, he says, compromise on a budget so that, for once, businesses have some certainty.
If we actually had a glimmer of progress and some kind of a compromise plan, just the simple act of doing something and moving forward would be transformational for our economy.
In other words, the best thing any Massachusetts senator can do in Washington to create jobs is to do their job. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.